We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3029. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is about grocery stores and how they trick you into buying food. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink, get you drunk. All right, here we go. In Italy, two students decided to have a barbecue and now have to pay a $30 million fine. In UK, age checks will now be put in place to look at pornography, if Southern cuisine is how you dine. Man sleeping in dumpster, tossed in the back of garbage truck, and loses his prosthetic leg. Foot fetish enthusiasts can now buy a fake set of feet and give up their Tinga Easy Beat egg. And a man is arrested for looking for buried treasure in the Nevada desert. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Boom.
Like a well-oiled machine, my
always.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who baptized in the waters of Lake Know-Nothing and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome to show number 3029. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again the head chef is in the house. Ted's Meat Potatoes, based on how grocery stores trick you into buying food.
Tricky.
There's a lot of different ways they do that as far
part
as...
Part of it's by selling it.
Where they put food. You can't just run into the grocery store and get one thing. They make that impossible. You have to go in a certain way. Even if you know where you're going, they make it a little bit more difficult to get in. It's kind of the IKEA theory.
That's why I don't even go to Costco. If I go to Costco to get mustard, I leave with the TV. Honestly, the last two times I've been to Costco, I've come home with the TV.
And all you went in for was just whatever.
I did not go in for a TV. Yeah. I went in for something edible.
Well,
I left
deals.
With the TV.
They have great
I
deals.
Know they have deals, but they put the deals right up front when you walk in.
That's exactly right.
And
TV's
I'm like,
right
hey,
there.
Man, that's a really good deal, right? And then I end up making the deal.
Yeah, you do. That's how they trick you. And grocery stores do the same thing as far as where they put those foods on the sides of the aisles, at your eye level. There's all kinds of different ways that grocery stores get you to buy more food than probably you went into. So that's coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat Potatoes. Noah Sherlock is back. Of course, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this. And as we do every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, which incidentally is the easiest game in the world to play. All we ask you to do is get one question right. We do a men's room poll. And last week we broke down a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And we asked you white or wheat bread, creamy or crunchy peanut butter, grape jelly or other jelly. And this is how it broke down. As far as the jelly is concerned, seems to be the least important part of the sandwich as far as people's passion for what must be and what must not be.
Agreed. Agreed.
Everyone seems to have a preference. However, those are not the most important aspects of the sandwich. As long as you got the bread you want and the peanut butter that you want, if you have a different kind of jelly, it's not going to be necessarily.
You can fight through it.
It's not going to be the worst thing in the world. So grape jelly came in at 50%. Other types of jelly tied at 50% as well. Whether that would be strawberry, we heard blackberry.
If it's a fruit, people were down.
Exactly.
Which makes no sense.
Whatever the deal is. And then as far as bread, that was probably the second most important aspect. This one was hands down. No questions asked. A white bread 80%.
Yes.
Wheat bread at 20%. So far, it looks like you've got a peanut butter and jelly on white with creamy peanut butter by far. 60% to crunchy and 40%. So the ideal peanut butter and jelly sandwich for the men's room listener, that would be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on white bread with creamy peanut butter and pick what other jelly you like.
We've been trying to tell you that for years. You're the only one that won't listen, Miles.
I know. Well,
tater hater, PB&J, non-know how to maker.
That's it. And so this week on our men's room poll, we're dealing with...
Sick first, dog.
Sorry, man. I was getting lost in it. We established that Miles is, in fact, the tater hater. That's a different story for a different
day. Oh, come on.
No,
right. I'm not the tater hater. I love potatoes.
You're the tater hater, though,
man.
I don't like scalloped potatoes. You're the tater hater.
I don't like scalloped potatoes.
You said they're awful. All these things.
They are awful.
If they're the worst way to prepare a potato, there's nothing negative to say about potatoes, period, because they can't
go
wrong.
Okay, maybe so. But I'm saying there's all these great
ways. But you were still dogging them. You're still dogging the potato. Hence, you became the tater hater.
Maybe the only... Okay. A twice-baked potato, I don't think is the best.
It's not the best,
it's
but you don't
best.
Have to disparage it, man. Potatoes are there for you every day.
Potato salad is pretty good. Maybe German potato salad.
What you don't like?
Yeah, that might be my least favorite potato product. You know what I mean?
The red
potatoes
with the
vinegar instead of the mayonnaise.
Well, sure, I'd chew through the potato.
Yeah,
but I don't hate the potato.
Sorry, it's been throwing me off since we talked about
it.
I mean, it has potatoes, it has cheese, egg, butter, breadcrumbs. I mean, it's everything you want.
Right.
I just don't like it.
It's everything you love.
Okay, I'm one of those people who are not the biggest fan of pan macaroni and cheese either. So that's not going to be my thing. I like macaroni and cheese off the stove, like the cheapest kind possible.
You should probably stop talking.
I'm just saying. I do. I mean, okay, look, Beecher's makes a great macaroni and cheese. I like that creamy. I like Velveeta's and shells. I just don't like the pan-baked macaroni and cheese as much as the others.
I apologize to everybody in the South.
And the reason that I was talking about...
I apologize to everybody, period.
Well, the reason
anyone who can hear this. I know you're disgusted. You think, who
care.
Is this vile man they let
care.
On the radio?
I don't care.
Oh, my God. Who broke into the studio and is preaching this dumb, ridiculous crap
like
out
stove,
of his mouth?
I like stove-based macaroni and cheese.
Jesus,
it seems
man.
To be creamier and more delicious.
When
you bake it, you dry it out. And I don't care what kind of crumbs you throw on the top.
Generally speaking, things that come with a lot of cream and cheese and it's universally recognized that this works, right?
Like
someone
food.
Brings that to your house, you're like, I'm down with this.
I am.
Because you played it safe. Because, it has cream and cheese and breadcrumbs.
It's just not my
favorite
way.
And then you
way.
Baked it. And you're the one person that's like,
I'll eat it. It's just not my favorite way of doing it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And the reason we're talking about this, we're talking about Easter. And, Ted, you had the theory of jumping out of the cave.
Join us for Easter. Yeah.
Ham and chocolate. Well,
this is
the
cave. I'm out of this cave. It's been 3 days. Get some ham and chocolate.
Give me
y'all.
Some ham and chocolate.
Stuff some peanut butter in the chocolate.
So we're going to do a little men's room.
Shape it like a bunny.
Based on what I think is the worst candy holiday of the year.
Now, I do agree with you on this list. I disagree with your whole pan cheese stuff, but these, I'm not a big, I never liked Easter candy, and these to me, I know people love this stuff. I don't understand any of it.
I don't either. I think it's terrible. And we start with what I think might be the worst of them all. It's kind of close, though, but it's the Cadbury egg. All right.
Cadbury cream egg.
The Cadbury cream egg.
Yeah.
Because they have different ones. They have the minis.
No, this is
the
standard.
Cadbury mini eggs are awesome, but they're just chocolate.
They're right, correct.
But I'm
right
with you. I don't mess with those cream eggs either.
And then they have
I don't understand them.
They're not to be confused with the little eggs that look like Whopper, that taste like Whoppers.
No, you know that's, I mean, that's a different
like a
game.
Malted ball. It's none of that. It's the Cadbury egg with a goo in the middle.
Cadbury cream egg.
The Cadbury cream egg. The next choice are jelly beans.
Now, I think they're terrible.
I don't know what your call is on jelly beans.
Oh, my God.
But is it old school jelly beans? Because those Starburst jelly beans
are fire. No, Starburst.
No, just jelly
beans.
We're
saying,
jelly
Starburst.
Jelly beans.
Would you like some Starburst?
I can't believe that anyone likes jelly beans. It's just a weird, weird thing.
I've offended Mr. Hawk. But I'm telling you, and Thrill agrees, the Starburst ones are...
But they don't count in this case.
Yeah, you like jelly beans? Okay, well,
how? I mean, why?
Why?
It means that you guys don't like jelly beans. I got a whole jar of jelly beans just sitting in my house.
You eat them?
Yeah.
You have jelly beans?
You get a handful of jelly beans?
I do.
Sit on your recliner?
It's great.
Jelly beans.
What's wrong with you guys?
I am not shocked by
that. Sure, there's some that are better than others, but there's nothing wrong with jelly beans.
What, you have a jar of jelly beans and you don't have children?
No.
This makes no sense.
That is amazing.
Soon I'll have butterscotch, I know, but I like jelly beans.
You have jelly beans?
Huh? I do have Werther's in my home.
Werther's
original, yeah.
All right. I don't have any candy like
that. That's how old men get you to reach in their pocket.
I can't stand jelly beans.
Would you like a Werther's chocolate?
So your options so far, pick one candy. Cadbury egg, jelly beans, Peeps is on the list at number three.
Does anyone actually eat Peeps? And I mean this honestly. I know some people eat Peeps, but I mean, I've never seen anyone actually eat a Peep unless they're just ripping off the head. I've seen them blow them up in the microwave. People light them on fire. People smash them. But I never,
as a kid, we would get one box of Peeps.
Then you eat them?
Because some of the Peeps would go in the Easter basket.
I'm 38. My mom sends me Peeps, not just on Easter, but now they make them for every holiday. She sends them for every holiday.
Have you asked her to stop? You'll break her heart, won't you? It will break your mother's heart.
And it won't stop.
Is it that and a Pez dispenser?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yeah, every holiday.
How old are you?
38.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Parents love never dies.
I have voiced, like, I don't really like the Peeps, but
how many Pez dispensers do you have?
Right now, zero.
Oh, you got rid of them all?
That's a lie. I have a Christmas one and an elf one that I keep around.
Okay, well,
Christmas box.
That's cool. Well, I like Pez. Pez candies are one of those things, like, that's one of the few candies
that
I like.
They're not bad, but they're nothing to like.
Pez and Peeps are like, it's stoned, you're drunk, you're stoned.
And it's funny.
And it's like, I just want something sweet. It's like the last ditch effort of sugar.
And then we decided the last choice would be the solid chocolate bunny. Because as we all know, the hollow chocolate bunny in our mind is easier to eat.
Yeah, because it's a better piece of candy.
And it's just easy. So
Miles, you explained the two things with the bunny. And you were saying this in the office. And it brought back memories. One was every little kid trying to bite through the ear with all of their jaw strength. And when that thing finally snapped... One, your teeth slammed together, and two, there's no guarantees that the piece that broke off went in your mouth.
Yeah, you got
half
this
the time
big,
it shot out
and you
sideways.
Got this huge ass piece of chocolate. I was like, so big, and you can't chew it off.
You wait for it to melt,
and then the next thing you think is, all right, well, I'm going to do a different strategy, and then you get out a big kitchen knife and you almost cut your finger off trying to cut a piece of chocolate off the solid Easter bunny.
I think one of the single most dangerous things that anyone undertakes in the kitchen is attempting to cut a solid chocolate Easter bunny with a knife.
As far as a thrill list, they put out a list of the best Easter candy. They said the chocolate bunny to number one. Peanut butter cup eggs were at number two.
The peanut butter cup
eggs. And that's why we didn't include them in there, because it's a Reese product, and it's basically a Reese cup, and it's going to win hands
down. They could put out Reese's feces. I'd be like, I'm going to try.
Have I ever told you my horrible Reese egg cup or egg story?
No.
I like that you have one.
It's like, when I was a kid, that was like the highlight of chocolate, right? Like, sure. If you got that in your Easter basket, I thought you were rich. Either way, like, we didn't get them in ours.
Oh, that's why.
You were rich.
I know it sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yes.
But the lady that babysat for us, she gave some to her kids. And it sounds terrible, but I straight up stole one and hid behind the recliner, and I remember eating it.
You hid behind the recliner and ate one of the Reese cups?
Yes.
Number three is pastel M&Ms. Pastel, those are like regular M&M's.
It's just M&M's with stupid
colors. It's pink
colors.
And like blue and yellow and all those colors.
They taste different than regular M&M's.
Do they?
In my mind.
There are Easter gummies that make the list in number four. Obviously, people like gummies. We didn't want to give you that option because gummies aren't really necessarily associated with Easter. They're gummies. They're candies. We get it.
We didn't want to give you good options.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the long and short.
And that's why we picked Peeps, the Cadbury cream egg, jelly beans. They also had malty eggs on here, which are the Whoppers, and Easter grass, but that's not something that you can actually eat. It's more decoration. And then old white chocolate comes in on the list. So again, our men's room poll. You got to pick one of these Easter candies, Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny. Those are your choices today on our men's room poll.
And comments coming in says peeps are good. Peeps are delicious. Peeps, any day, all day, they kick all the other candy in the ass. My grandmother loves peeps, but only stale peeps that have been sitting around.
I think your grandmother's
losing her mind.
I was the same way. I used to let
them crunchy?
Yeah, because they would snap off.
Oh, God.
Oh.
It's just styrofoam.
They're better once they get old and bad.
They're better when they're not fresh. There's not
what you
want
to do is you want to cook that steak, right? And get a nice medium rare. Then leave it on the counter for 4 days. And then come back and eat it.
That's the best way for this steak to be eaten.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would never eat on Easter Sunday. I'd wait a few
days. Oh, man.
God. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Jesus.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I'm going to try a different thing. Hey, Kyle, on hold. I'm about to pick you up on the line, bro.
Okay.
So you and your buddy stop dropping the brown words.
844-999-OLA. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the game known as Big Dummy?
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Oh. Hola.
Hola. Kyle, we had to dump you within 2 seconds.
You're like the guy that doesn't lock the bathroom door.
Golly, Kyle.
Didn't mean to walk in on you.
Kyle, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm sober.
Oh, I'm shocked. Okay, Kyle, pick one. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny on our men's room poll?
Well, I definitely ain't peeps. Those are garbage.
I didn't mean to offend you, man.
Like, did a peep assault you?
Right.
Yeah, I really feel like they should be hunted. Yeah, I'll just shoot them things. There is no reason you should ingest them.
Okay. Well, Kyle, which one are you going to pick, then, if it's not peeps?
Cadbury egg.
Oh, that's even more disgusting.
Are we going for the best or worst? I'm sorry.
The one you're
going
to have to
eat. The one you're going to eat.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to have to
eat. Peter Cottontail's leaving this in your basket.
I'm going solid chocolate bunny.
I mean, I don't think there's any other option, really.
Yeah, I'm biting his head first.
You want to take peeps, though?
Yeah.
Peeps alone.
Okay.
He doesn't need to. His mom's going to send him something.
That's right.
He can count on the peep supply, brother. Right. All right. Here is your question. What U.S. state is called the Magnolia State? I should rephrase
that. Yeah, I don't know that one. I'm dumb.
I'll rephrase that. What U.S. state would like you to call it the Magnolia State?
Is that Georgia?
No, that'd be Mississippi.
Oh.
Uh-huh. There's no chance.
Is that where the film takes place?
You're asking me about the movie Magnolia.
Steel Magnolia?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's an American classic.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The girl has diabetes. She almost dies in the beauty shop. There's a bunch of great famous actresses in it.
Yeah, I know that.
It sounds uplifting and happy.
This is one of those movies that seemed like a woman's movie when I was a kid.
So wait a minute.
You're right.
It's about someone with diabetes. Yeah, we call that good times. All right, your next question.
All right.
What TV alien comes from the planet Melmac?
Alf.
All right. Good job, Kyle.
He knows his Alf.
Yeah, I figured you'd get that one. I'm dumb. Oh, yeah, Alf! Wonder what the correlation there is. Game is a big dummy. 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
Hola.
Paulie on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today.
I am unfortunately on Team Sober.
That's all right. All right, Paul, we're going to have to pick an Easter candy to eat here. Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
I would have to go with the jelly bean.
The jelly bean. Really? Do you enjoy it, or is it just the least worst option here?
It's just the least worst option, really.
Okay.
So it's sticking your teeth the longest.
When's the last time you had a jelly bean?
Probably last week.
You had a jelly bean last week?
I don't even know the last time I had a jelly bean.
It's got to be over a decade for me.
I think the last time I had a jelly bean, it was those Harry Potter, like, it might taste like vomit jelly beans.
All right. Well, I tried something like that.
But that's it.
Yeah.
By the way, it says, Ted, you're not alone. All kinds of people love stale peeps.
Oh, nice. Yeah, man. You got to get that snap.
The snap.
Yeah.
The snap of staleness.
Peeps, the snap of staleness.
Use after this date.
Best enjoyed after 2 weeks in a basket of plastic grass.
In open air. All right, here's your question. Two U.S. state capitals lie on the Mississippi River. One is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What is the other?
I got no clue, but I'm going to go with Des Moines, Iowa.
Not a terrible guess. Not a correct guess. Miles, you're searching your brain. I'm saying there's no chance you get this right.
I'm going to go with Jefferson City.
What's the capital of Missouri?
The capital of Missouri is Jefferson City. In this case, it's St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, see, wow. You say that's like the mouth or the head of it.
It doesn't matter. If you say the Mississippi River, everyone thinks the south, right?
Yes.
It goes from north to south, man. So, yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Most rivers do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank
Except
you.
For the Nile.
There's one other one, huh?
The Monongahela.
Okay. Bless you. What animal's head is placed on a stick in Lord of the Flies?
I want to say a bear head.
You're giving those kids a lot of credit, man.
That was a boar head, wasn't it?
Pig, yeah. Boar, pig.
That's where they came up with boar's head meats.
It was made out of children.
That is the best book I read in grade school.
It was. Yeah. But the problem was this, man. Like, nobody wanted to read any of the books they gave us because all the other books had sucked. So about 2 weeks into the time we were supposed to have already started it, the teacher was smart enough to know that none of us were, but kind of told us what it was about. Everybody was in.
Yeah.
Everybody was in at that point. Give us some savagery and children killing each other. And yes, we will read books. It's quite simple.
What have you boys been up to?
All right, your question. What is the pure spirit that's distilled from wine?
Water.
Jesus.
Grappa.
Brandy.
Brandy. I've had grappa before. That's pretty good.
You like it?
It wasn't bad. I think by the time I got to the grappa, I was pretty hammered.
All right, yeah, because that's a tough one.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the end of the meal kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Put the grappa in the grappa. All right, here is your question. Vending machines, sharks, or champagne corks? Which of these kills the fewest humans each year?
I want to say sharks.
Okay.
Good job.
Like, sharks don't want you to know that. And great charades again, Ted. Vending machines kill more people than sharks. And champagne corks. So about 24 people a year are killed by champagne corks.
How are they killed by champagne corks?
Man.
Hit you in the head, hit you in the eye.
Is it the act of, like, you know, when they slice it?
It says the cork itself, not the opening, man. I don't know.
Do they just explode?
More dangerous than sharks.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Can't seem to stop talking about the scalloped potato thing
because you're a tater hater.
I'm not.
You keep the fin. Just let it go, man.
It's just, they're not bad.
You got your position.
In my mind, Easter dinner is the worst holiday meal. It's like, it's ham and scalloped potatoes, and I just think it sucks.
Oh.
It sucks compared to the other dinners respectively. There's nothing wrong with ham and scalloped potatoes, but when you're talking turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy,
but why do we have to make that for Easter?
Even 4th of July, hot dogs, hamburgers, crap like beans, like, I'll take that over the Easter dinner. And there's no disrespect to the Easter dinner. It's just, nah.
You're a tater hater. I get it. I feel that way with Thanksgiving. I say the same thing.
But I just got to defend Easter dinner a little bit here. Just number one, honey-baked hams are delicious.
Yeah, but you can't get one on Easter. You have to, like, order that thing, like, a month
in
advance.
When I was a kid, we would go, like, we would drive over to Montgomery County. There was one on Rockville Pike. And we would stand in line for, like, 45 minutes to get that Easter ham.
Yeah, most people aren't that obsessive, man.
But then also you get rolls. You can make little hand sandwiches for days.
If you get the right ham, sure. But for normal people, we don't have, like, the ham you get from the top of Mount Everest.
You could warm up a ham in 45 minutes.
No chance. You had to get the one from the store at Leisure World.
At Leisure World? That was the name of it?
Yeah. It's a place for old people.
You waited for 45 minutes, though, to get a ham.
Yeah, for real.
Like,
because you're right. Because all the Catholics in the area, there was only a couple honey baked ham stores. All the Catholics would show up the Saturday beforehand, right. And it was a long line.
Huh. I mean, it's not the most exciting, yeah. But I would say the scalloped potatoes, I feel, are a bit of a highlight.
Oh, really?
You can mix anything.
Do you ever make scalloped potatoes?
Yeah, they show up, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, do you make them? Like, do you boil potatoes and slice the potatoes?
I don't. I get the ones out of the box.
I know you do.
Throw the powder in there.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine for me. I'll take the powdered box Friday.
No.
Yes.
No, just make you... Jeez, man, it's not even hard.
I will say, Easter is the holiday dinner most easy to replicate.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not that hard to get a ham, cook a ham, and make some potatoes out of a box.
If I'm boiling potatoes, I'm making mashed potatoes.
If I make a mashed
potato
sure.
salad or something better. Anyway, our game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Samuel. Welcome to the men's room.
I'm not a tater here.
And you are a tater hater.
Yes. Like, tater hater has touched a nerve.
Sam. Welcome. Hello there.
Hello, Sam. Are you sober, not sober?
Well, I guess I'm not sober trying to even this game out.
Sam, you sound like the kind of guy where if I ordered a magician for a kid's party, you'd show up and I'd be creeped the hell out.
Except you're not the guy we hired.
It's like, who is this? All right, Sam, our men's room poll. See what
are
I mean?
Are you wearing clown makeup right now?
Well, no.
Okay.
Are you staring out over the city with a phone in your hand, thinking of things you could do to the city? Have you ever met Batman?
I would want to see that.
Okay.
I have heard stories about that.
All right. All right, Sam, our men's room poll, you got to pick an Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, the jelly beans, Peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
I would have to pick the... that's a tough one, but honestly, I really hate, I don't understand why people like Cadbury that a lot.
All right.
What would you do to this?
What would you pick? We understand why people don't like any of this crap, but what would you pick if you had to?
I'd have to say, cliche, jelly beans.
Jelly beans it is. Okay, very good.
I knew it.
All right, here is your question. What president created the Secret Service? Ironically enough. I'll give you a hint.
President created the Secret Service.
There is a sex move named after this president.
Oh.
The Fifth Portal?
Grover Cleveland.
Nope, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why it's ironic.
I knew you were going to guess Grover. When I wrote that this morning, I'm like, he's going to guess Grover Cleveland when I give the clue that it's also a sex move.
Well, the Grover Cleveland steamer.
Right. The Abraham Lincoln's just straight up Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What scientist wrote the book A Brief History of Time?
Oh, this is an easy one. lost it. Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too easy for this guy.
Wow,
I'm
really
good
talking to you.
Why do you ask?
Jeez. I feel like he would be like, this is the pink jelly bean, the rarest of all. In Malaysia, you can get 10,000 for it.
Dude, if he's not an evil villain, evil villains do not exist.
Reach into my pocket and grab a gummy worm. Here, kids.
My
gummy
God.
Worm.
I've never actually spoken to someone who laughed like that.
And was he sober or not sober? He didn't seem sure.
He's not sober.
Are you sure?
That's what he said.
He
not
said
sober.
That, but he said, said to that. Even out this game.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like.
I don't feel so bad about the scalloped potatoes now.
That's a fact.
All right.
Man, oh, man.
Do we want to, what do we got time
for? Of course we do.
Let's get another contestant online for Big Dummy.
I eat my Peeps after a year.
Head first, everyone. I like to let them go stale. It makes me think they're dying. When they're crunchy, it's like bones.
I have a cat named Petunia.
She has no hair. I like to pet her. She's like warm bacon yet uncooked.
Petunia, would you like a peep?
The stale honey girl.
All right, let's see what we can get going on here for the second half of this thing. That was absolutely bizarre.
That was terrifying.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.